Did I hear my name?
Surprised by Preston's sudden appearance, Reese closed her iPad. Yes, you did. We were looking up your career in Hollywood and the films you have worked on. To us, you're a celebrity, so I hope you don't mind.
Not at all, but we're ready to go now. Laura, I'll bore you with the details on the way.
He held out his arm to escort the ladies to the bus. Reese was able to catch a quick glance from Laura, exchanging relief he didn't know what they were up to. The bus traveled northwest out of the city along Highway 49. For several miles, they paralleled parts of the Red River. Kendrick and Reese sat together in the right front seat, while Preston bent Laura's ear several rows behind them.
Hey, can you get us over there?
Queried Kendrick of the bus driver, pointing to a stand of trees by the river. He looked.
I can take the next exit and double back along the frontage road.
What's going on, Kendrick?
Yelled Preston to the front of the bus.
I saw an area that looked perfect for shooting the Eastport scene. I want to check it out.
But we already picked a spot on the opposite bank in Pineville. I don't think it's a good idea to change it.
I know, but we should at least check it out. If it's not as good as the Pineville location, we'll go with that choice. You can have the final say on where it'll be.
Preston shrugged.
All right by me, but you're wasting your time.
The bus made its way along the two-lane road until coming to the spot indicated by Kendrick. Everyone got out at a clearing and followed Kendrick into the woodline. Reese and Laura hooked back up.
This is exciting, isn't it, Laura?
Yes, I have to admit I'm having fun.
How is Preston?
Axling. He was quite forthcoming about himself and his career. I was impressed with what he told me.
We still need to check him out, but that can wait, said Reese,
as they trailed after the advance party. Kendrick moved through the woods to the riverbank. Some members of the group were busy taking notes as they walked. Then they moved into a small clearing, and Kendrick knelt on one knee.
Preston, come here. Look, this is perfect. He said, with Preston taking to his side.
Imagine the Union Naval Squadron coming down around that bend in the river. When they get to that spot over there, artillery initiates fire on them from positions within these trees. They will have to run a gauntlet of Confederate fire to make it downriver. It's the perfect place to ambush the Cricket and Eastport. We have permission to sink one boat as long as we clean it up afterwards.
With the water level staying low through the summer, we can have that mock-up on the other side where the current slows on the far bank. It'll be easy to recover the debris from the water, and there's nothing here we should worry about with the pyrotechnics. What do you think?
Preston and his assistant walked closer to the river's edge. Then he turned back to look at the tree line.
You know, you may be right. We can set up the artillery battery strung out 1,000 feet along this area, hidden in the woods. Cameras can be placed here, there, and another one over there, he said, pointing.
Kendrick stood. What is your opinion, Pineville or here?
Definitely here. It's a good choice.
The group spent the next half hour planning and taking pictures of the area before they moved on to the next location.